Reviewed last night, yeah?
Take a look at this. It's terrific. All those weeks of hard work, they finally paid off.
Well, what's it say?
The 88th Street Actors Workshop revival of Arthur Miller's timeless classic, Death of a Salesman is a Dog.
It's terrible.
Oh, just keep reading.
The staging is dull, the pacing awkward, the direction thoughtless, and the acting unbalanced. Don't let this go to your head.
Forget it. Just go right to here.
In spite of the ineptness surrounding him, Bobby Wheeler manages to give us a marvelous portrayal of Biff Loman, which should serve as an example of excellence for his fellow workshop members to emulate.
Oh, hey, wow. That is some review.
Thanks. You know, the only thing that's bothering me is I always thought this critic was a jerk. I guess I was wrong.
Kid drove in the game-winning run in one of the greatest baseball games of all time.
It was no big deal.
No big deal. Brian came to bat in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bases loaded, two outs, tie game. Talk about pressure. Most kids would have choked, but not Brian. He came through on the very first pitch.
It hit me.
Got him to first, drove in the winning run.
All I did was get hit by a pitch.
Yeah, but you had that pitcher psyched out.
I struck out four times.
Made him cocky.
When you got it, you got it.
Hey, so, did you ask your foster parents about the movies on Sunday?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, come on, I'll buy a hot chocolate. Hey, you're coming to the gym tomorrow, right?
Can't. Tomorrow's my Scarsdale Day.
Scarsdale Day? What's that mean?
Every Tuesday, Brian hangs out at the Scarsdale playgrounds meeting rich kids.
Why is that?
Rich kids have rich parents.
He figures if he hangs around the kids, gets invited home, stays with the family, and get himself adopted.
Oh. You know, you don't have to be rich to adopt kids. You know that, don't you?
They do to adopt me. With a face like this, I'm shooting for big bucks.
You think you're going to get adopted because of your face?
Are you kidding? Look at these dimples.
Not bad.
Not bad? Look at them in a better light.
Right, the great dimples. Mwah.
So you've got to find parents quick. You know, the older you get, the harder it is.
Yeah, most people going to adoption agencies are looking for babies.
Yeah, and this racket. We're over the hill at 7. I'm almost 8.
I thought you were 9.
Uh-oh, how'd you know that?
Your social worker told me.
I was afraid it showed.
You're holding up very well for 9.
Thanks, Alex. I gotta go.
Hey, Jeff, can you run him down to Brooklyn?
I'm a little busy right now, huh?
Please?
Kid's got the cutest dimples.
Why nobody wants to adopt them.
Hey, Tommy, you ever thought of adoption?
I have parents.
I just think he meant adopting Brian. Are you kidding? I'm not even married.
No, you don't have to be married to adopt. I mean, single people do it all the time now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think they'd let me adopt him?
Well, I don't know, Tony. Have you spent much time around kids?
Sure. I went to grade school with hundreds of them.
Oh, that's 11 years experience.
You know, I think you ought to think about it.
You'd make a great father.
Wow. Me a dad. Oh, no.
What?
The Long Island Bulletin really let me have it.
What?
Bobby Wheeler must have a terrible case of indigestion from all the scenery chewing he did last night. I know I do. But at least nobody reads a rag like the Long Island Bulletin.
All right, listen up. I got a few extra copies of the Long Island Bulletin. Some Rolaids.
It's us.
All right, guys.
How are you?
I'm so glad you showed up. I really appreciate it. I'm nervous as hell about
this. Oh, Tony, just relax. Come on, I'll get some beers.
Okay, good idea. Right. Hey, Tony, did you talk to the social worker yet?
Yeah, I talked to her. She says I got a pretty good chance of adopting this kid. Well, all I got to do now is pitch it to Brian.
Hey, Tony, you sure you want us here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Elaine, it's going to help having you here because you know so much about kids. And Alex and Bobby, because you guys are my closest friends. And Jim, because... Did I invite you?
Nope. I thought it was an oversight.
Jim.
Tony, is something burning?
Lunch.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Wow, did you burn that all by yourself?
Yeah, from scratch.
I'm impressed. What was it?
Well, if I followed Elaine's recipe right, meatloaf. Oh.
Tony, I told you to cook it till it looked brown.
Yeah, but it was hard to see it through all that smoke.
Well, I think I can save it.
You know, I'm so excited about this, I can't sleep at night. I mean, the last couple of days, you know what I did? What? I checked out schools in the area. And I found an apartment down the hall with a bedroom. And I mean, there's just so much to do.
Just calm down. It's going to be terrific.
Oh, sure. It's easy for you to say. All you had to do to get kids was give birth.
Gee, I feel so guilty. I took the simple way out.
That's him. That's Brian. You know, all of a sudden, I feel real strange doing this in front of a bunch of people, you know? I mean, it's kind of personal.
Tony, what do you want us to do?
Could you wait in the other room?
Tony, the only other room is the bathroom.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, what the heck? Let's give it a try. Jim,
yo,
come on, we're gonna hide in the bathroom.
Okay, but I better warn you, I'm good at this. Okay, but you're making it a lot easier. 1,001.
Tony, I made it. I found a couple of the brands, and they're loaded.
What are you talking about?
I was at the Scarsdale playground when I met a kid. He's staying with his aunt and uncle. I got invited home for dinner, and now they want me to move in.
These people already said they're going to adopt you?
No, they just asked me to stay for a while, but once I'm there, they'll get used to having me around.
Have you checked this out with your foster parents?
Yeah, I even talked to my social worker, the agency, too. Believe me, this little waif is home free. What's that?
Oh, that's some meatloaf. I cooked this up for lunch.
I'm a vegetarian.
When did you become a vegetarian?
When I looked at this meatloaf. That's the Brennans. They're waiting downstairs for me. I gotta go.
Hey, Brian, are you sure this is it? This is what you want?
Close enough.
Hey, Brian, maybe somebody will come along who wants to adopt you. Somebody even better than the Brennans?
You mean Princess Grace answered my letter?
I mean is, Brian, are you sure the Brennans are it? I mean, is your mind made up?
You know a good deal when I see it. Tony, I think there's someone in your bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's Alex, Elaine, Bobby, and Jim. They had to freshen up.
Oh, yeah. You told me they'd do everything together. See ya.
Bye, Brian.
Well, I got a split.
See ya.
Hey, come on, Tony. We're still friends. We can still go to the games together. And I'll treat from now on.
Yeah, sure. Why, you know. Sure.
See ya.
We heard, Tony.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't believe Brian would do that to you, man.
Oh, just forget it. You know, kids are impulsive. They change their minds all the time. Really.
You don't know Brian. Oh, Tony, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Hey, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to be alone for a little while.
Yeah, oh, okay, we understand. Sure, Let's go.
Hey, listen, you call me, you know?
See you, Tony.
Bye.
Ready or not, here I come. Don't help me.
What a night you had. You're getting the hang of this, huh, Banter?
Hey, Lou, if you don't mind, I'd like to drive the day shift, too.
Hey, Tony. Want to take a break and have a cup of coffee?
Nah, Alex, I want to hit the streets, man.
What are you trying to prove?
Nothing. I'm just trying to make some extra money.
Tony, you're not going to win Brian back by hustling more fares, you know. I mean, you cannot compete financially with the Brennans.
I'm not competing. I just feel like driving more since he walked out on me.
Oh, Tony, don't blame Brian. He's just a confused little boy.
You know something? I'm getting sick and tired of all this tolerance. I mean, we're talking about a 9-year-old kid whose values are all messed up, and I think we should stop tolerating him just because he's had a hard life.
What are you getting so mad about, Alex?
What I'm getting mad about? I'll tell you what I'm getting mad about. I'm getting mad that he did this and that you let him do it, and that money perverts our values and hurts people, and that money stinks, and that I don't have any. No, Tony, look, now, I think somebody's got to straighten that kid out. In fact, I think you ought to go over to the Brennan house and tell the kid you're going to adopt him.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing with Brian over this.
Why not?
Because every time I argue with him, he outwits me.
I've seen you outwitted by a pop-pop can.
Besides, I can't go intruding in on the Brennans. I mean, number one, I'd feel uncomfortable just barging in. Number two, I don't know how to act around people like that. And number three, they don't even know me. Number four...
You know, you're just making excuses, and you know that.
Maybe you're right, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll go over there this afternoon.
That's the way to talk. Go ahead.
If you'll go with me.
Hmm? No, me. I'm not going to go over there.
Why not?
Well, number one, I'd feel uncomfortable intruding on them. Number two, they don't even know me. Number three, I don't know how to act around people like that. And number four, what did you say number four was?
Would wait in the library.
Is it far from here?
This is the library.
Oh, they got one in their house.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell Mr. and Mrs. Brennan you're here.
Thank you. Hey. Wow. Who built a nice house like this next to a bunch of stables?
Maybe the house was here first and the horses moved in later.
Makes more sense.
Hi, Tony. Hi.
Well, hey, Brian, it's a great place you got here.
I'm sure there are disadvantages, too, aren't there?
Yeah, you're right. The pool's overheated.
Oh, well, suffering builds character, kid, you know?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Brennan, this is Tony and Alex.
Oh, Tony, Alex, it's a pleasure.
We've heard a lot about you, especially you, Tony. I understand you're an excellent boxer.
I stretched it a little.
O'Brien says you have a very impressive knockout record.
Oh, yeah. Once I was out for almost an hour. Well, I hope to be a contender someday, but right now I make my living driving a cab.
Oh. Shall we sit down?
Oh, sure. Please. Oh, sit.
Thanks.
Yes. And what do you do, Alex?
Me? I drive a cab also.
Oh, and you box too?
No, I just drive a cab.
Oh, well, what do you want to do?
Quit.
Hey, I offer you a brandy?
Yeah.
Oh, you bet.
Thank you.
If you gentlemen will excuse me, I have to check on dinner. Will you be staying?
No, I don't think so.
Well, if you change your mind, you're certainly welcome.
Thank you.
And you, young man, be sure and wash your hands before dinner.
I wish she'd take off her rings before she does that.
Well, Tony, I admit I don't know very much about boxing, but I do find Muhammad Ali interesting. What's he doing these days?
Oh, last time I saw him, he was in Alaska selling batteries.
Thank you.
You know, if you're short on brandy, I could have a beer.
Oh, no.
That's the amount of brandy you're supposed to get.
Oh, all right.
Well, I did a lot of odd jobs while I was going through school, but I never drove a cab. What's that like?
Well, it's a lot like boxing, only there are a lot fewer people around when you get beat up.
Uncle John, you got a long-distance telephone call.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, Brian, you want to go play tennis before dinner? Sorry, Tommy, I'm visiting with my friends. Tony and Alex, this is Tommy, the Brandon's nephew. Nice meeting you.
Well, hi, Tommy.
Nice meeting you. Before I came along, this was their idea of cute. Catch you later.
Brian, Alex and I gotta go.
We just got here.
I know, but we just wanted to stop by and see how you were doing, and you're doing great, so we're gonna get out of here.
No, damn it. You're not gonna leave here until you tell that kid what you came here to tell him.
But you see, his mind is made up.
No, I'm sorry, I don't buy that. Listen, kid. There are a lot more important things in this life than money, you know.
Name three.
Friends, happiness, and health.
Three that money can't buy.
You're right, he's great.
What am I gonna say? Brian, I was hoping you weren't gonna be so happy here so it wasn't so terrific.
Why?
Brian,
on your knees.
I've been thinking about this a lot. And I didn't mention it to you before because, well, I had to make sure it was going to work. And because you had the Brennans and all. But I think you're terrific. And I'd be so proud if you were my son. Man, we'd have great times together. And I'd do my very best to make your life the best it can be.
Jeez. What kind of choice is this for an 8-year-old?
A 9-year-old.
Oh, we're gonna get nasty.
So you don't want me to be your dad?
You make it hard.
Yeah, well, he can make it a lot tougher, you know.
How?
Well, by mentioning a few things, like all the great times that you two have had together, things like that. Hmm? Hmm? Down on my knees? Like how big a part of your life Tony is, and vice versa. And how he wanted to adopt you because he loves you, not because he feels sorry for you. And maybe, just maybe, because of a feeling that he has, and that I have, and maybe even you have, that you'd be a lot happier with Tony than you could be with these people.
Tony, I'm sorry. But I've got to think about my future.
You're right. Let's get out of here.
Nice meeting you, Mrs. Brennan.
Oh, leaving so soon?
Yeah, we just remembered we got something else to do.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you dropped by. Come again.
Well, thanks. Listen, if you ever think about adopting an older kid, like 42 years old, call me.
Hello. Oh, hi, Alex. How you doing? Nah, man, nah. I'm not in the mood to see anything I gotta think about. And I already seen horse feathers anyway. Yeah. No, I'll give you a call. Okay. Bye, man.
the traffic in this city's incredible.
Brian, you changed your mind.
Sure did. Have any extra hangers?
This is great. I knew you'd come through.
There's more important things in this world than money.
Oh, man, am I happy to hear you say that? Oh, hey, Brian, I swear I'm gonna make this work. You'll see. Hey, did the Brendans take it hard?
They'll get over it.
Well, maybe I should call them and let them know that you got here okay, huh?
Don't bother.
Nah, they'll worry if I don't do it.
Tony, I said don't.
What's going on, Brian?
Oh, well, you're never gonna believe this, but they didn't want to adopt me. You have any shoe trees?
They didn't want you? How come?
I don't know. I guess they got no taste. I'm gonna need a drawer.
See. So you're ready to settle for me now?
You got it, Dad. Won't you burn something up for dinner?
Dad, nothing. I ain't gonna be nobody's second choice. Sure, you're ready to come back to me now because they don't want you.
Hey, come on, Pop, lighten up.
Hey, Brian, tell me something. What happens tomorrow if a family even richer than the Brennans comes along and they want to adopt you? You go with them?
Hey, come on, Tony, remember? We're buddies. Think of all the good times we can have together.
Don't hit me with that smile, Brian. Dimples either. I know all those tricks, man, and none of them are going to work. You know, I've taken some shots in my life, but the ones you've given me, they topped them all. So just pack what you unpacked and hit the road, pal.
Tony, I didn't want to have to say this, but you backed me into a corner. I love you, Tony.
There's such a thing as being too easy. Hey, wait a minute. I'll tell you what I'll do. Let's cut these cards right now, see whether you stay or leave. High card wins. I can't be any fairer than that, can I?
Yeah, you're right. That's fair.
Okay, but I'll tell you something, Brian. This is it. This is the final one. Win or lose, you gotta stick by the consequences.
Okay. Come on, high card. Come on.
You go first. King, I win. I get to keep you.
Mr. Walters.